Hey there, awesome moms. Laura Bennett here, your friendly neighborhood mom whisperer, bringing you another dose of real talk and practical magic to navigate this crazy beautiful journey called motherhood. Ever feel like you're running on fumes? Like you're constantly juggling a million things, trying to be super mom while also remembering to breathe? Well, girl, you're not alone. I get it. We put so much pressure on ourselves to be perfect, the best mom, the best wife, the best friend, the best everything, but let's be real, that's a recipe for burnout. Today, we're diving into something incredibly powerful. Self-compassion. Because, mama, you deserve it. Think of self-compassion as your own personal cheerleader, whispering words of kindness and understanding when things get tough. It's about recognizing your struggles without judgment, treating yourself with the same warmth and care you would offer a dear friend going through a rough patch. Here's the thing. Self-compassion isn't about letting yourself off the hook or making excuses. It's about acknowledging that we all mess up, we all make mistakes, and sometimes life throws curveballs. But instead of beating ourselves up, we choose to be kind to ourselves, dust ourselves off, and keep going. Imagine this. You spill your coffee all over your brand new shirt right before a meeting. Instead of launching into a tirade about how clumsy you are, you take a deep breath, acknowledge that it happened, and say to yourself, okay, this is frustrating, but I can handle it. Let's just go with the flow. See? Self-compassion in action. Now, here are 5 key takeaways to help you cultivate more self-compassion. 1. Practice mindful awareness. Pay attention to your thoughts and feelings without judgment. When you notice negative self-talk creeping in, gently redirect your attention to the present moment. Focus on your breath, your senses, the feeling of your feet on the ground. 2. Challenge your inner critic. That voice that constantly tells you you're not good enough. Yeah, that one needs a timeout. Recognize it for what is often based on unrealistic expectations and past experiences and start replacing those negative thoughts with more positive affirmations. I am doing my best. I am capable. I am worthy of love and compassion. 3. Treat yourself like your best friend. Would you scold your bestie for spilling coffee or having a bad day? Probably not. So why do we treat ourselves so harshly? Extend the same kindness, understanding, and support to yourself that you would offer a dear friend. Oh, embrace imperfection. Let's face it, perfection is an illusion. Striving for it only sets us up for disappointment. Instead, celebrate your strengths, acknowledge your weaknesses, and learn from your mistakes. Embrace the messy beauty of being human. 5. Practice self-care rituals. Make time for activities that nourish your mind, body, and soul. Whether it's taking a hot bath, reading a good book, going for a walk in nature, or simply cuddling up with a cup of tea, prioritize those moments of self-love and recharge. Think about the last time you felt truly proud of yourself as a mom. Maybe it was when you helped your child through a tough moment, cooked them a delicious meal, or just spent quality time playing together. Now imagine if you could approach those moments and all the other moments in between with a little more self-compassion. Picture this. You're rushing around getting everyone ready for school, trying to pack lunches, gather backpacks, and find matching shoes because let's be real, finding matching shoes is like winning the lottery. Suddenly, your toddler has a meltdown because they don't want to wear their new shirt. Instead of feeling frustrated or overwhelmed, you take a deep breath, remember that toddlers are emotional creatures learning to navigate the world, and offer them a gentle hug. You acknowledge their feelings, find a compromise, and move forward with grace and understanding. See? Self-compassion in action. It's about meeting yourself where you're even on those chaotic mornings with kindness and acceptance. It's about remembering that you're doing the best you can, and that's enough. So moms, let's make a pact to treat ourselves with more love and understanding. We deserve it. Remember, you're amazing, you're strong, and you've got this. Head over to our social media pages and share your thoughts on self-compassion. What does it look like for you? How do you practice it in your daily life? Let's build a community of supportive moms who lift each other up. Until next time, keep shining brightly.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.